بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان 74 شعبة، فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله، وأدناها إماطة الأذى عن الطريق، والحياء شعبة من الإيمان. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned إيمان faith consists of more than 70 branches. Iman consists of more than 70 branches. The most virtuous of these branches is to say La ilaha illallah, that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. Wa adanaha imatatul adha ani tariq, and the lowest of these branches is to remove something harmful from the path. The lowest of these branches is to remove something harmful from the path. وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, and modesty is a branch of Iman. In this hadith, there are a few different aspects that our attention is drawn to. The very first thing is, Iman has various branches, and the most virtuous of this branch is the kalima La ilaha illallah. So from this we understand the importance of reciting La ilaha illallah. And then Imatatul adha ani tariq, and that's the subject this morning, inshallah, removing an obstacle from the path. Something that's harmful, to remove it from the road, from the path, so that your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister, or any other person, any human being, or any animal, or any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not harmed. And the third aspect in this hadith, wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman, modesty is also a branch of Iman. So it is an act of great reward to remove impurity or anything from the path which would inconvenience passers-by, such as a thorn, an obstacle, a fruit peel that would cause a person to slip. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu mentioned, removing harm from the path is charity. Removing harm from the path is charity. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a very lengthy hadith, and various other narrations of similar nature has been mentioned, in which Rasulullah sallallahu mentioned that every human being has 360 joints. And whoever proclaims the greatness of Allah, whoever says Allahu Akbar, whoever praises Allah ta'ala, he says Alhamdulillah, whoever recites La ilaha illallah, whoever declares the purity of Allah, he says Subhanallah. Whoever seeks Allah's forgiveness, Astaghfirullah. Whoever removes a stone, a thorn, a bone from people's path. Whoever enjoins good and forbids evil, Amar bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. 360 times, then this person will walk on that day having freed himself from the fire of Jahannam. So 360 times a person does these actions. Now in another hadith, the shortcut out is, Rasulullah mentioned, if you read 2 rakat salatul duha, which we know as charge salat, then this suffices you from all these acts, 360 times each. In other words, every bone that you have, 360 joints you have in the body, for each joint, there is a sadqah that is compulsory every single day. Allah has given us 360 joints. For each joint, one has to give a sadaqah. The manner in which to give the sadaqah is what we explain now. That either you read La ilaha illallah, O Allahu Akbar, O Subhanallah, O Alhamdulillah, O La ilaha illallah, O Astaghfirullah. You remove a thorn, you remove a bone, you remove any harmful object from the path, you command good, you forbid evil. 360 times if you do it, or in one hadith that has been mentioned, if you just read 2 rakat salatul duha, charge namaz, it's around 10:30 in the morning, then it will suffice you from this sadaqah. Nonetheless, the point here is removing some harmful object from the path. This is what our attention has been drawn to, that we have to remove anything harmful from the path. In another hadith, Rasulullah related that a man was walking along a path when he came across a very thorny branch on the ground. He removed it to save people from harm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his action and forgave him. So a tree, a branch, and he removed it so that people may not get harmed. On this Allah forgave him. Another hadith mentioned that Rasulullah saw this man moving freely in paradise. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he mentions, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي حَسَنُهَا وَسَيِّئُهَا. All the actions of my ummah were presented to me, the good and the bad. فَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُمَاتُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقَ. From the good actions of my ummah that I had seen, one such action was that any harmful object that was removed by some person from the path. That was amongst the good actions, good deeds that I saw in my ummah. وَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَسَاوِئِ أَعْمَالِهَا النُّخَاعَ تَكُونُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ لَا تُدْفَنُ. From amongst the evil habits and practices and deeds of my ummah that I had seen was that some mucus that somebody had spat out onto the masjid ground, it was not effaced. So from these ahadith you can understand, it is so clear that Islam teaches us cleanliness and to keep our paths, our roads clean, our masjids clean, our madrasas clean, our homes clean, our surroundings clean. And the point here is to protect people from harm. Anything that's harmful, you remove it from the way. Great reward has been mentioned for removing a thorny branch from the path, a seemingly insignificant act. But it is so meritorious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when removing harmful objects has been so highly encouraged, one can imagine how grave a sin it is to make the roads dirty and trouble passes by as a result. Including in troubling passes by is to park one's vehicle in a manner which obstructs other vehicles, makes it difficult for them to move, or to cause any form of difficulty to others by driving recklessly. All of the above are sins which must be avoided like any other major sin. Likewise, traffic rules have been enforced to maintain order on the roads. Abiding by them is not only compulsory but law, but it is also a dini obligation. It is sad that people do not consider these things to be sins, and people who are considered to be very religious and well-educated commit these sins without any hesitation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of deen and enable us to understand that these small actions which we regard very petty and insignificant, they are very, very important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Sharia. So we do not harm any Muslim brother or any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially a Muslim brother or sister, and we remove any harmful objects from the path. In one narration, and we'll terminate, Rasulullah, as I mentioned, he said, عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Remember the first day we did a dua, then we did sadaqah yesterday, and again today we're doing a good, an easy good deed, and that is removing a harmful object from the path. So Rasulullah had mentioned, عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ صَدَقَةٍ, that sadaqah is binding upon every Muslim. So the sahabi asked, رَأَيْتَ إِلَّمْ أَجِدْ. If I am unable to give any sadaqah, I don't have the means. Rasulullah said, يَعْمَلُ بِيَدَيْهِ فَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسَهُ فَيَتَصَدَّقْ. He must go and earn some halal rosy, and with the money that he gets, then from there he must give some sadaqah. The man said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِلَّمْ أَسْتَطِعْ. If I'm unable to do this also. Then Rasulullah said, يُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ. Physically go and help some person who is in need, is in distress. Go and assist him. So then the person said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِلَّمْ أَسْتَطِعْ. If I'm unable to do this also. Rasulullah said, يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ أَوِ الْخَيْرِ. They command somebody with some good. This also is sadaqah. The man said, if I am unable to do this also, I can't even command somebody to do some good. Then Rasulullah said, and this is the lesson for us, يُمْسِكُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ. Then at least this man must hold himself and resist his evil from harming others. He must not harm any other person. At least this also, if he does, if he restrains himself, and he protects others from his harm, then this is also sadaqah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. The month of Ramadan, let us try and make amal on these simple, very easy good deeds. Let us remove any obstacle, harmful object from the path, and protect people from our shar. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى.